How could they ever get 4 million of these flyers into this auditorium?
Why not? You ever see how many of them get into that Marshfield bus on Saturday night? Yeah, but Harry, seeing all these men in uniform reminds me I have some very important Christmas shopping to do this week.
Oh, for the service fair?
Yes.
Oh.
In fact, I'm sending some presents to help cheer up some flyers who will soon find themselves in a place away from civilization where there are no gay places, no bright lights, and very little merriment.
Overseas?
No, Riverside. Because I'm only kidding, Harry. I've had a lot of fun in Riverside. The only thing is, at 12 o'clock, all the excitement stops and everything gets quiet.
Yeah, well, after all, Eddie, a lot of towns get quiet at 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock noon?
Oh, Eddie, please.
Of course, I'm fooling and you know it. Because, right. As a matter of truth, we all know that Riverside is one of the most hospitable communities, not only in California, but in any state, anywhere.
Right.
Well, I have the Chamber of Commerce. I'll tell you, look, Harry. Hometowns are great, aren't they, Harry?
Certainly are.
Of course, it'll be nice when all the boys get back to their own hometowns again. And we hope that day may not be far off. Harry, let's you and I give our listeners an idea of some of the shortwave broadcasts coming out of the Axis countries these days.
Okay, Eddie. Take it away, Berlin.
People of the Ajax, you have nothing to worry about because we cannot lose. The Nazis are fighting an all-out war. We are all out of planes, all out of tanks, all out of generals. Pretty soon we'll be all out of Germany. Flush! We have good news. At the coming Berlin Festival to celebrate the defeat of the British, Russians, and Americans, there will be 10 million men dancing in the streets of Berlin. Mostly British, Russians, and Americans. The reports that the Fuhrer plans to flee the country are false. The Fuhrer will positively not leave Berchtesgaden. Berchtesgaden just left the Fuhrer.
Ladies and gentlemen, we now take you to Tokyo.
Flashy flash. Unlike in America, there is no cigarette shortage in Japan. That is because our intelligent Nipponese manufacturers make cigarettes from right combination, soybeans and stinkweeds. Somehow our cigarettes always taste different. Also somehow smell different. Among Japanese men who know stinkweeds best, they do not smoke. Flashy flash. Quiz program influence spreads to New Guinea. Every time Yankee Marine meets Jap soldier, Marine raises his rifle and asks himself one question. Boy, there's an enthusiastic audience. You know, these fellows are great, Harry. You know, I talked to the boys here today, and I learned a lot about flying.
You did?
Once the plane is up in the air, flying is easy. But it's getting up that the boys have the most trouble with.
Oh, getting up in the plane is tough?
No, getting up in the morning to go to the airfield.
Well,
he's not up yet.
Eddie, getting up in the morning is tough for a lot of people, especially when they're feeling under par.
You're not kidding, fella.
No, indeed, I'm not, Eddie. That's why, my friends, when you do feel under par, it's wise to remember sal hepatica. For taking sal hepatica at once is a swell idea when you wake up in the morning feeling sick and headachy due to the need of a laxative. Because then sal hepatica brings quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. And taking sal hepatica right then and there when you need it means you don't have to risk feeling miserable all day. You don't have to wait until night to take the laxative you need right away. Then, too, sparkling sal hepatica has this additional advantage.
This famous saline helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity.
So get a bottle of sal hepatica from your druggist. Remembering this caution used only as directed. Then, whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better thanks to gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica.
Has convinced me that he's great. He's terrific, sensational. But why should I go on bragging about him? He's more convincing when he's blowing his own horn. Here he is, our young trumpet-playing band leader, Leonard Seuss and Blue Prelude.
There's a young lady outside to see you.
Is she pretty?
Pretty? Well, you figure it out yourself, Eddie. To see you, she had to pass all these fellas to get here, and she made it. You know what, Eddie?
What?
I think she wants to see you about that item that was in E.B. Derlich's column.
Never mind what he said. Don't be so smart. I want to keep it quiet.
How do you keep a thing like that quiet?
Keep it quiet, will you? I don't want to...
Quiet. His column appears in the Los Angeles Examiner and over 100 other newspapers. I think I'll read it to them.
Not in front of these boys, Harry. Not in front of these boys.
Now, stop being so bashful, Eddie. Hey, fellas, get a load of this. Quote.
What a blabbermouth. Always shooting the breeze.
Well, never mind. Quote. Scientists are still stoutly maintaining when there is a family of all daughters, it proves the father is a great lover.
What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at? So I'm a great lover. So is that... It's believable. It's believable. In fact, I'm the Charles Boyer type. Big dark eyes, black hair. Why, I could have played opposite Ingrid Bergman in Gaslight.
Yeah, in Gaslight, but what would happen if she turned on the electricity and got a good look at you?
Never mind. Wait a minute, Miss, just step this way. Are you looking for me?
My name is Myrtle. Myrtle!
Yes, Myrtle?
The girls from my club want me to ask if Yuzzle make a speech. Would Yuzzle?
Yuzzle? A speech? Club, what is the name of your club?
We're the L-U-N-C-S, the Lump.
Lump? What's that?
Lonely, unattached maidens of Pomona.
I imagine you girls must be very unhappy.
Oh, yes. Our slogan is, how long will the lump be down in the dump?
I see, Milo.
It's a Yeah. Please let me take it again with Florida that amongst your matter. And me and the girls in my club are worried.
Why?
Well, the men we know with Florida's are married.
Michael, you can go home now because I'm not coming to Pomona to make a speech.
Ah, but you're one of our soldiers. Half the girls in the club are thanks to not your neighbor at Bobby's son. The other half like you.
Oh, thank you.
They were a booby shot.
Get out of here, Michael. Get out of here. I'm not going to make any speech. Go ahead.
That's not the point.
Yes, Eddie.
Do me a favor and read that item in E.B. Durden's column to Martha. Go ahead. Don't laugh. Read it. Go ahead. Read it, Harry.
Look, never mind. I read it. All about men who have a lot of daughters being romantic.
Yes.
But it also said from Ida.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Well, naturally, Ida doesn't tell everybody. Look, when food is hard to get. When food is hard to get and you happen to have a wonderful roast duck for dinner, if you want all for yourself, you don't go around telling your neighbors about it. Now, do you understand? Huh?
Yeah, sure. Ida doesn't want the neighbors to find out her husband is a dead duck.
All right, Martha, you can rib me, but no kidding. The men in the Cantor family have been great romancers for generations. If you knew about my family tree, you'd really be impressed.
Your family tree? That's a tree they wouldn't let grow in Dublin.
Never mind. Tonight I'm going to show everyone what great lovers the Cantors have been in the past. Harry, let's turn back the pages of history.
E.B. Durling said in his...
No, history. Not arithmetic. Go ahead.
Wrong book. In 1492, romantic adventurous Christopher Cantor set sail for America in two schooners, the Pinter and the Quarter. His ration board allowed him two galleons for the trip. Upon arriving in America, Chris heard of a beautiful Indian princess, and as the scene opens, we find him asking the Indian chief for his daughter's hand.
The chief, me, Chris Cantor.
Ugh.
I want to marry your daughter.
Ugh.
What does she look like?
Ugly.
Keith, what is her name?
Minnie Ha-Ha.
Minnie who?
Ha-Ha. Ha-Ha. Ha-Ha.
Did someone call me?
Yes, Minnie Ha-Ha. I came to ask for your hand. But I can see I'm too late. Already you are wearing a wedding ring.
Oh, yes. Yes. Many moons ago, I met a pale face from Marshfield.
Yes.
All right, then. We were married for 2 years. And then he went away. By now, oh, I don't know. I have forgotten my Marshfield face.
Yeah, but wait a minute. What about that papoose on your back?
Papoose? How do you like that guy? He told me he was a parachute.
One of the most famous Casanovas of the Cantor clan lived in the pioneer days of the Old West, Buffalo Ben Cantor. Everywhere, people would stare at this powerful cowboy with his 6 feet. Well, if you had 6 feet, they'd stare at you, too. We now look in at this Tyrone of the Tumblebees as he rides up to the home of his sweetie, Sofer Gertie. He knocks on the door.
Come in.
Oh, Veronica. Doggone, that's what I get for having a female horse. Every time I come here, she makes a beeline for the powder room to comb her tail.
Well, tell your horse you'll have to wait. My mule's in there taking a bath.
In your tub, Gertie? How can you let a mule take a bath in the same tub you use?
Well, it's a tight squeeze, but we make it. Tell me what's on your mind, Buffalo Ben.
Well, quiet, you. Well, Gertie, darling, there's something I want to tell you. You're beautiful.
mighty pretty face. But I wish you wouldn't breathe like that. You'll scare my horse.
I'm a sore, Buffalo Ben. I reckon I sound like that because I caught a cold last night. Fell asleep in a beer barrel and left the darn bung hole open.
Well, that don't worry me none. Come here, gal. I'm so much in the mood for love, I just gotta kiss you.
Please, Buffalo Ben. I'm the core of Basil Pipe. I don't like to let lessons in the dark. But let's sit over here on the couch and wait till the kerosene lamp burns out.
Well, that'll take a long time. That lamp's full of kerosene.
Ain't now, honey. That's it.
One of the greatest heroes of World War I was that dashing romantic flyer, Orville Canter. Orville was known in flying circles for his famous pre-crash landing. The year is 1917, and we find him having a last rendezvous with his sweetheart before going overseas.
Well, darling, I sure got a kick out of those graduation ceremonies today. How do I look with this bar on my shoulder?
Not so good. I'll lift up your shoulder and we'll go to a different bar, please. Oh, Orville, you and your drinking.
Honey, I'm going overseas. Am I not entitled to a few drinks?
Yes, but you overdo it. You're the only pilot in the Air Corps who can't walk home from a bar without his navigator.
Oh, sweetheart.
Darling, before you go overseas, there's something I must know. Are you sure you don't want to leave me?
My dearest one, you know I'd love to stay here with you forever. Why, any minute I just know I'll break down and cry when I hear, for the last time, those three little words. That one little phrase.
The bar's closed!
That's it! That's it! That's it!
Hey, Eddie.
What is it, Harry?
I just wanted to compliment you and Martha on those thrilling looks.
Well, thank you, Harry.
You know, I was a great lover once.
Yeah?
Well, I was.
Yeah?
And once even a girl offered me her hand in marriage, but we couldn't make a deal.
Why not?
Well, she wanted me to take both hands or nothing.
Well, Harry, what's wrong with that?
Her right hand I didn't want. It was all rough from bowling.
And because one of her hands was not nice, you let that interfere with your romance?
Well, her left hand was all rough from dishwashing.
Oh.
And it got very embarrassing in public. Why, I'd take her to a nice place for dinner, and the minute she'd reach out to pick up the check, everyone would stare at me.
Oh, the girl should never have embarrassed you like that. Couldn't you do anything about her hand?
Oh, yes, I did. I told her to use Trushade. Trushay. Trushade, the beforehand lotion. I told her to smooth on a little Trushade before she put her hands in hot soapy water, and it worked wonders.
And she did, and she got you for a husband.
No.
No?
No, she got Trushade's beforehand protection. You see, smoothing a little Trushade on your hands before you put them in hot soapy water actually guards your hands from roughness and dryness. Helps keep them soft and lovely. Yes, Trushade is an ideal beauty help. Honestly, Eddie, with the help of Trushade, her hands got lovely. Soft and smooth.
And so you married her?
No.
But she used Trushade. It helped make her hands soft and lovely. Why didn't you marry her?
I couldn't. I was married already.
Oh, Martha, I've got good news. After the show tonight, Major Sisler is going to have one of the pilots fly us back to Hollywood.
Oh, boy, that'll be a thrill. I'm going to walk right up to that pilot and throw my arms around him and say, "Hi, you flyers."
How do you do? Russian?
Yes.
Russian, you're a flyer?
Most of course. Yeah. And I'm so happy because today I got my wings.
You're happy because you got your wings?
Sure. Lucky to get any cigarette these days.
Oh, forget cigarettes. What are you doing in that Air Corps uniform?
I, sir, have been overseas. For 2 long years, I have been away.
That I don't believe. But here's someone who has been overseas, Russian. An outstanding personality who have traveled to many of our fighting fronts abroad.
Mrs. Churchill, where's this guard?
This is Martha Ray.
Oh, Martha, darling. To me, you look beautiful.
Gorgeous.
To you, she looks gorgeous?
Now, do you believe I've been away for 2 years?
I think I'll slug him, Eddie.
Yeah. Russian, were you born or did you accumulate?
I will never forget the day I was born. My parents looked down at me and said, is you is or is you ain't my baby?
They weren't sure you were theirs.
They weren't sure I was a baby.
Oh, Russian, stop telling those bare-faced lies. I don't like your lies.
I don't like his bare face. Eddie, is that his head or something the St. Louis Cardinals batted this way?
You say, if you weren't a woman, I'd ask you to step out in the alley. But you are a woman.
So what?
Let's step out in the alley, eh, boy? Russian, stop picking on a woman. You're a coward.
You call me a coward?
Yes.
I want you to know,
yes,
I am also a liar.
Yep, yes.
One day on D-Day...
On D-Day, yeah?
I was flying all alone over enemy territory.
Yes.
I radioed back to my base and asked for a weather report.
Yes.
5 minutes later, I radioed back and asked for my position.
Uh-huh.
Suddenly, I saw 100 Nazi planes. And again, I radioed back.
What did you ask?
Well, look. Fellas, here she is, Nora Martin.
And now with lovely Nora Martin as my co-pilot, we'll take off in a song entitled Up, Up, Up. Servicemen have swung into action. In more than 12,000 posts of the American Legion and the 9,500 units of its auxiliary, men and women are starting to stack the Christmas gifts to Yank who gave. National Commander Edward N. Schiebeling, endorsing our Christmas project, said, "This appears to be our opportunity to make possible added happiness to every disabled, wounded, or sick serviceman and woman on Christmas Day this year. I have no doubt that every department and every post of the American Legion and all its affiliated organizations will plunge into this activity with greater zeal, for we exist to give service. Thank you, Commander Schiebeling. I, too, have no doubt that the people of America will match the zeal of the American Legion and will deliver to its posts and auxiliaries the Christmas packages which will brighten the hospital wards where our sick and wounded servicemen lie. Reports on the great patriotic cooperation extended by the department stores are coming in thick and fast. They are doing a wonderful job with special window displays featuring holiday items for our men and women on the Purple Heart Circuit. So, do your Christmas shopping early and buy an extra gift for a Yank who gave.
I think that's a wonderful idea, Eddie.
And thank you, Martha. And before you go, I want to congratulate you on the swell job you've done entertaining the boys in the service. And tell us, were you frightened on those overseas trips?
Well, a little bit, Eddie. Part of the time, my heart was in my mouth.
Well, you've got the only mouth a heart as big as yours could fit in. Good night, Martha.
Good night, Eddie.
Goodbye, Martha. So long, everybody, and so remember. I love to spend each Wednesday with you as friends of friends. I'm sorry it's true. Good night.